Is Apple losing its influence? Straight ahead, breaking down the latest earnings report.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. While Apple is seeing growth thanks to selling more expensive iPhones, but the tech giant's future is perhaps a little less clear than some analysts may have thought. Reporting earnings of $3.36 a share in the 3 months through December 31st, revenue rose 3.3% to $78.4 billion. Joining us now to break down what it all means is Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group. Welcome, Rob.
Glad to be here.
So there are these rumblings lately that Apple is losing its influence. Here we are with the latest earnings report. So point blank, let's break down the damage first. Let's look at earnings and revenue. How did Apple fare this quarter, and can we put some of those rumblings to rest?
No.
Okay.
So they didn't fare particularly well, and it kind of explains why they've gone on a litigation parade with Qualcomm. They exceeded expectations on the top line, but we don't really measure Apple that much on top line. We measure it based on bottom line and how they're doing on profitability, and particularly on margins, because Apple is a high margin company, which means their valuation is based on how much money that they make, not how much they do in sales. It's a very different number. And so we're seeing margin erosion, which suggests they're getting squished. The pressure on them on prices and the increasing costs related to running the business are causing their margins to collapse, and that's making it so they're having real trouble justifying their valuation.
I see. So let's talk about the iPhone. For a while now, we're talking about just how the smartphone in general, people are buying them less. How is that reflected in the latest report?
Well, overall sales were good. In fact, if we talk price pressure and the fact that their top line was up, they undoubtedly sold quite a few more than we would have thought. So that they moved a lot of iPhones. The thing is because of price competition, and pressure on them with regard to price, they just weren't as profitable. There are an awful lot of good smartphones now in market in the $300 to $400 range that we really didn't have that kind of an event 3, 4, 5 years ago. So the end result is Apple's having to compete on price, and they've never really had to do that hard up until now, at least not on their premier products. And so that competition is causing them a lot of very visible pain.
Right. Let's talk services, because that seems to be of growing importance to Apple, Apple Pay, Apple Music, the App Store. Is it keeping with the trend of being that engine of growth for Apple?
Well, see, the difficulty here is Apple's not Microsoft. And so we look at Microsoft, say, oh, yeah, the Azure's doing really great. Cloud services are carrying the company. But that's because Microsoft has largely pivoted to being a cloud provider. Apple is still a hardware company; they are not a services company, and the way you look at that is how many of their services are consumed by non-Apple hardware devices, and that number is pretty small. So the end result is if they're going to make services a new center of the firm, they've got to allow those services to spin out from underneath Apple's hardware. Much like Microsoft has been doing with Azure and Windows. Azure is completely free of Windows, and that's why it's become the engine for that company. In fact, if you specifically even look at some of the decisions they made with regard to hardware, like the Apple Watch, the lesson that Steve Jobs learned with the iPod was that to reach full potential, these products have to be able to perform against competing offerings. And so with the Watch, it's got to compete, or it's got to work with Android, and of course it doesn't, and that significantly limits its total available market, and that's part of why the Apple Watch has not really been much of a factor in Apple. So at the end of the day, we can look at services and say, okay, yeah, they are monetizing their existing customers really well, but they're still captured within the Apple envelope. And if we remember the last time Apple went into decline, that was one of the big reasons, is because everything was contained within the Apple customer. Granted, it was a much smaller number back then, but it still means you don't have much room for growth. You're stuck with whatever that market base is, and we're seeing that market base get squeezed because everybody wants a piece of that lucrative customer today.
We're speaking to Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group about Apple's latest earnings report. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. So, Rob, moving forward, there's a lot of talk about building momentum from, you know, the highly anticipated 10th anniversary iPhone. Do you think Apple has more tricks up its sleeve that we have yet to see, perhaps?
Maybe, but as I said before, this smartphone area has become wicked competitive.
Right.
The Chinese manufacturers in particular have been phenomenal about packaging their phones and delivering a high-quality device at a much lower price. So I'm not convinced long-term a U.S. company is going to be able to compete with China on hardware, particularly with a lot of focus on using U.S. labor, being limited in how many foreign workers that you can hire going forward and the rest, which is all going to force Apple's margins to further contract. Ideally, they should probably do a pivot similar to what Microsoft did to much more aggressive services and maybe a little bit of software, because that's a much higher margin area, and if you can displace a lower margin product, or at least change emphasis from a lower margin product, and hardware is always going to be a lower margin product because you get the hardware, and flip it to services, then we could see some significant headroom, and they could move forward. I mean, if really looking at Microsoft in particular, before Azure took off, they were really not moving much at all. The company was relatively flat, valuation was relatively low. They pivoted to Azure, and suddenly everything is rosy at Microsoft, again, very similar to the way it was in the 90s. Apple's got to do a similar pivot. They've got to get away from what they were and become something that reflects better the world the way it is today. And the world the way it is today is much more services, it's much more cloud services, it's much more separated from hardware, which remains a relatively low-margin offering.
Right. Very good. We'll leave it right there. Rob Enderle, thanks as always for the time.
Hey, my pleasure.
That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.